Okay, good morning all. So we're up to discussing trapping. What are the ramifications of trapping on Shabbos? What is considered something that would be trapping, and when would I be liable for this? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatsad tzipor lemigdal utzvi levayas chayav. So depending on the size of the animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to determine when you're going to be chayav for the melacha of trapping. So if you trap a bird by chasing it into a closet and shutting the door behind it, well, that would be make you chayav for the melacha of trapping. Or if you trap a deer inside of a house, well, in that situation, you'd be liable for trapping. So, in other words, since a bird can never get out of a closet, then you'd be liable. But if it was in a house itself, or in a larger area where there are windows, then the bird could fly out of that. And seemingly, you would not necessarily be chayav, at least midaraisa. And when it comes to a deer, since a deer can't really get out of a house, right, unless there wasn't a roof or something like that, then maybe he could jump over a fence, then you'd be liable for that as well. The chacham say no. Tzipor l'migdal, and when it comes to a bird, you are chayav. If you trap it in a closet, but when it comes to a deer, not only would you be liable when you trap it in a house, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but even if you trap it in a garden, a courtyard, or a pen, or anything like these structures, that, in other words, they're enclosed structures, but they don't have roofs. So in that situation, you still would be liable. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say no. If it doesn't have a roof, then he could just jump over the fence. But the Chachamim say no. A deer is generally not going to jump over a fence when it comes down to it. If he's trapped, he's trapped. In that situation, you'd be liable in any sort of enclosed structure, even like a backyard with an enclosed fence. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says lo kol habivarin shavin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. When it comes down to it, all of the pens that we know them, right? Any enclosed fence-like structure would not be the same. And zeha klal, this is the general rule. Mechusar tzida patur. If when you chase an animal into one of these enclosed structures without a roof, so if you still can trap it when it's in this enclosed structure because it's such a large backyard, right? You can imagine, and there's a fence around it, so he's trapped, but you really can't even trap him. In other words, you can't like pounce on him to catch him. So in that situation, you still would be exempt because at the end of the day, you haven't really trapped him. He's still free to roam around your large backyard, your large field. But she'inu mechusar tzida, but in a case where the enclosed structure, again, without a roof, is small enough in that when it comes down to it, you can kind of corner that deer and really trap him. So in that situation, chayav, you'd be liable for trapping him if you put him in this back room, in this backyard area. Mishnah Vav, Tzvi, Shenichnas Labayas V'na'al Echad B'fanav Chayav. So let's say a deer enters your house, so you have more issues than maybe just the malacha of tzad, but if he enters your house and the person then locks the door in front of it, so then he's really now trapped in there, so in that situation he'd be chayav, he'd be liable. Na'alu shnayim b'turim, but let's say two people locked the door, right, we spoke about before, when it came to the malacha of hotzah, if two people were carrying an object, then really, you can argue that neither one of them are liable because a person needs to do the full action of the malacha themselves. So if two people lock the door, then patur, and then they are exempt because neither one of them has done the full malacha of trapping it. Lo yachol echad enol, but let's say one person can't lock the door by himself. You need to have two people. Maybe it's a very hard lock. It's like one of those old locks that you need like two strong people to do it. And two people in this situation locked together, chayav. And says the Mishnah that both of them would be chayav, both of them would be liable because you need two people to do it. But Rabbi Shimon says no. In this situation, they would be exempt as well. Finally, Mishnah Zayin, Yashav ha'echad al ha'pesach v'lo milahu. Let's say a person is sitting in front of a doorway, right? So you can imagine, so the deer runs into the house, but there's a back door that's open, so you wouldn't really be liable because he has a way to get out. But let's say now the person is sitting in front of the doorway, but let's say he didn't block it entirely, right? So he could kind of still sneak around behind this guy. So Yashav Hashini Umilahu, if a second person then comes and blocks the door completely, well, in that situation, Hashini Chayav, the person who is the second person to totally block the door, well, that person is going to be Chayav, but seemingly the first person is not going to be Chayav because the deer could have gotten around him. So this guy was not really at fault for blocking him, and therefore he's not liable for trapping. But let's say Yashav Harishon Al Pesach Umilahu, let's say the first person comes and he sits down and he blocks the doorway entirely. Uva Hashini v'yashav b'tzido, and the second guy then comes along and he sits next to him and he kind of like reinforces the barricade, if you will, right? He doesn't the doorway is totally blocked already by the first guy, and the second guy kind of just makes it two guys are stronger than one to block the door. So in that situation, afal pisha amad harishon halachlo, let's say the first guy gets up and walks away, and now the second guy, he's really the only one blocking the door. Well, in this case, harishon chayav hasheni patur. The first one is going to be the one who is obligated because he was really the one who trapped the deer initially. So now the second guy is going to, in essence, going to be the real trapper. But the first guy was the one who really did it initially. And so he's chayav. But the second guy is patur. The second guy is going to be exempt. And normally, when we say patur, when we say exempt, we usually mean that's rabbinically prohibited. But over here, say the mafarshim that this guy is actually totally exempt, and that he's not liable even on a rabbinic level. And then the Mishnah and the Parak concludes, Halimazedoma, what is this compared to? Leno Elis Beis Sola Shamro, let's say a person locks their house to protect it, and then the deer is trapped inside the house. Well, in this situation, if a guy, you know, locks his door of his house without realizing there was a deer in there that he was going to be trapping, well, in that situation, this guy seemingly would not be chayv as well. And the same is true for this second guy who came to sit in front of this door. Since he didn't necessarily even mean to trap the deer, he just came to talk to his friend sitting by the doorway trapping the deer. Well, then when the first guy gets up, this guy is blocking the door, but we say he's not liable because that seemingly may not have been his intention or whatever it might be. Seemingly, even if it wasn't his intention, he would not be liable. And that brings us to the end of Perek Yud Gimel, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Perek Yud Dalet.